I just in terms of what we were finishing, just in terms of the chatzitza question, I just I made a mistake yesterday about the one thing that we said, and that is that even though midaraisa, it's only a chatzitza if it's either rov or makbid, meaning to say if it's eino makbid and it's covering rov of your body, it's not a chatzitza. But we did that griz last year. I forgot. He says it can't be covering kulo. Can't be kulo.
Right.
There has to be some contact with the mayim. So basically, in other words, the basic concept is that that the tara of the mikvah is through the tziruf of the contact. If there's no contact at all, even if you're not a makbid, there's no tara. So just to clarify that, the person would go into a bubble in the mikveh, it wouldn't be any tara, because that's a kula. Has to be that he's in contact with the mei mikveh. Doesn't have to be his whole goof, but it has to be via the contact. Okay. Anyway, so what do you say about Rashi? Any revision? I mean, I think we should just maybe trim it back a little. Just say a little less for now. It's always tempting to try to draw a conclusion, but the conclusion is difficult. But what can we say about Rashi? That he's learning that Makbid is in terms of that you're Makbid on the removal of the thing. Right? Now, the Ritva, just to state what Rashi's saying. The Ritva is learning, it's a din in whether it belongs or not. Right? Whether it's part of the thing or foreign to the thing. Rashi's learning, it's a din in makbid or eino makbid is only really a question in whether the substance is lacking a removal or not. If it's something that's, even though you don't really consider it to be a part of the kli, but in terms of the substance, you don't consider it requiring removal, then Rashi holds it's called not makbid. Right? The Ritva's learning. Now, the thing that's bothering me about what I was trying to say yesterday is why in the Daraisa would it require rov? In other words, if we're learning that it goes back to the kli not being muchan, for instance. That if there's something on it that you need to remove, so the kli is not in its normal usable state to you, so then what's the difference? Why should there be a daraisa dafka the shear of rov and makbid? Just say if there's anything that's on here that you're makbid on, then it's not muchan. What's the din of rov? See, for the ritva, and this is what the griz was going into, the idea is good because. Is a question of contact, and you have to be in contact with the mayim. So if you're makbid on removing something, so then that means that the contact is not in place. And if it's not, and if the mayim of the mikvah is not able to come in contact with most of the kli, so then you can understand. Is it a rubik or kula, whatever you want to say, but it's a question of interfering with the process of with the phenomenon of the contact, right? But if you're going to say that it's just knocking the kli out of the water, so to speak, it's not making it roy for a maisa tevila, based on the fact that it's lacking a maisa of tikkun. So what's the rove have to do with it? Unless you're going to say rove is a shear in how broken it is. I mean, you'd have to work along that direction. I mean, how bad is it?
What kind of mice is that?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. That could be. Could be. Something along. You have to go along those lines. You have to say it's, but it's hard. I mean, does that make sense? It's a little difficult. You say how much it has to be that it needs a mice or tikkun to the entire to rove of it. mean, and otherwise it's, I mean, but isn't that like a, either a, isn't that either a yes or no question? I mean, is it ready or is it not ready? See, it seems to me that Rashi's learning that the idea of makbid is in terms of is in terms of maisa, not in terms of the chefta. Now, it seems to be like this: that Rashi's learning it goes in terms of the kli's, in terms of the tashmish of the kli. That a chatzitz is something that's far into the. What do you consider something? When do you consider something far into the kli or not? When do you consider it far into the kli or not? It's only something that would that is not part of the tashmish of the kli. So if I, as the balak, if I, as the owner of the kli, if a person who uses the kli, mat the kli, zechuchas, is not, he doesn't consider removal of the dirt part of the preparation for its tashmish, because he's not concerned about it permanently being there. So then, in terms of the derech of the tashmish, it's not something that is that's a machshir of its tashmish. See, it seems to me like this: that Rashi's learning chatzitza is in terms of the kli of, insofar as the tashmish of the kli. I mean, it's similar to the way we were working on it yesterday, but I think we have to throw it back onto the chatzitza, not onto the kli. Does this make any?
You wouldn't start eating with it. You
would only just. I am positing like this. No, this is the way I'm learning the Rashi. That the question is like this: is tevila? Is tevila, in other words, Rashi's learning that the tevila is just, you have to be tovel the thing b'derech tashmisha. That's it. That's the only. In other words, we're gonna evaluate the kli in terms of its derech tashmish. That's more correctly. So. Something can't be far into the kli. But what does it mean, far into the kli? What does a chatzitza mean? According to the Ritva, foreign means far into the shem hakli. In terms of the Ritva, when you want to know if something is part of the kli or far into the kli, you're going to ask the question in terms of shem hakli. So the only way to make something not a chatzitza is either to remove it or to be mavatla to the shem hakli. Right? But according to Rashi, the dirt is not part of the Shema Kli. Not Mavatla to the Kli. But it's not something that impedes the Tashmish of the Kli. Now, Levi is right. You're going to have to be Mechalik about dirt on the inside of the Kli. I mean, you're going to have to be Mechalik. 100%. I agree.
When you say that,
huh?
When you say it doesn't impede the Tashmish of the Kli, like, is that because it's just
going to... Yeah. I have to think about it. But that's what it seems to me. That Ritva is going by the Shem HaKli. And the only thing that's going to be a Chatzitza, anything that's not part of the Shem HaKli will be a Chatzitza. Anything that is part of the Shem HaKli will not be a Chatzitza. So then you need a real Bittul. And Rashi goes by the functional definition of the Kli. As long as in the way that you use and maintain the Kli, you don't functionally remove it, so then in the way that you're mishtamish with the kli, you don't treat the dirt as a the dirt is not a chatzitza in terms of the way that you treat the kli, the way you handle the kli, but something that you would be makbid to remove it, so then in your bilus of the kli, the zephis is a chatzitza. You understand? It goes by how you would deal with it, not by its not by an abstract shame kli. Ritva is in terms of the abstract shame kli. I would say like this: though, as the Ritva holds, you have to be metaher in terms of the shame hakli, and the Rashi's learning the Tara is just like any other normal maisa you do with your kalim. So as long as you're using it, as long as you're treating your kli in the normal way, then you don't consider the dirt of chatzitza. If I would put it away with dirt on it, and not be concerned, then I can be tovel with dirt on it and not be concerned. Because it just goes by the way you treat it. Not like an abstract concept of shame akli. For instance, like there's halacha that beis hastarim are like there are parts of your body that are not always open to water, right? Like your armpits. But if you would hold your hands up, they would be open to water. So do you have to go into the mikveh with your hands up to make sure that those areas in your body, like your mouth, that they're not normally exposed, so they don't have to have bias hamayim, right? So the mouth is clear, but different parts of the body are not so clear. Like what about your side? Your arm is normally covering your side. Does that mean that it doesn't have to be as mayim? So I think the halacha is you're supposed to go in the way that you would normally do certain activities. Like a person goes in the way he picks a fruit. But the point is like this. It's defined by the, what is beis hastarim and what is not beis hastarim is defined by the way you use your body. Right? You can't crunch up like a ball and say, well, my legs covering my chest. That's not the way as an adam that your body is defined as a beis hastarim. But if in the normal way that you move, certain areas are normally covered, that's beis hastarim. So you don't say. So I'm saying Rashi is in a similar vein, saying chatzitza and not chatzitza also goes by the normal derech of how you treat the thing. It's not like we have to find the pristine shema kli and do tefillah. Maybe. All right. I mean, the Metzius is a little confusing here, but I the only way I can understand this Rashi is if he's saying that in the normal way a person uses his kalim, he doesn't care if they're a little dusty, doesn't care if there's a little schmutz on those things, because it's not a permanent thing. But what does that mean? That means to say that he doesn't consider it part of the kli, but he's not osik in his part of his tashrish is not removing it. Is just letting it come on and come off, whatever it may be. So in derech tashmish, it's not a chatzitza. In the way he uses it, in the way he considers it, it's not. In the way he treats it, it's not a chatzitza. It's not something that he removes. That's the definition of chatzitza. Something you remove, according to Rashi. But that's a functional type of definition of chatzitza. That's in terms of the niyog ha'adam. As opposed to the ritva is defining chatzitza by something that is. By the shame akli. Yeah, listen to this halacha. It's in Kuf Tzadi Ches Mem Zayin. Okay. Min kinim shedvukim bebosar v'noshchin be'or b'mokom seyar v'nidvokim bechozek bebosar. So basically what we call a tick, I guess. Right? It's a type of louse that's stuck to the skin. To the basar, and bites the ore, in the makom seyar, and it hangs on very tight, right? So is that a chatzitza? So nobody wants those things, right? Tzarech lahasiran al yedei chamin v'garim b'tziparn. So you should pull them out. Okay.
To burn it off.
Right? Burn it off. That's the old trick. He says, "V'im eino yochol lahasiron eino chotzeitz." So he says, basically saying, if you can get them out, then it's a chatzitza. But if you can't get it out, it's not a chatzitza. So the Gros says, "Kevin de Rabbi Sehu ve'eino makpedas." Once the thing is on you, that's just part of the way it is, and that's it. You go on with life. But you would say I consider that tick part of my body. No, of course not. But functionally speaking, it's here to stay, and you're not going to be able to remove it. It'll come out eventually. But it has to be in a yochel, like things that you can remove, but you don't want to for other reasons. That's a different child. Yeah.
Well, no, this is like you'd have to burn it off.
No, it's on the skin. It's not in the hair. No, you can't just pull it off because the head gets stuck in the body. That's a problem. That's dangerous. Smashing it, same thing.
No, but it's embedded.
Okay, so now we're taking up the Kalim question. I really wish I understood this stuff better.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this type of question, Maimid and all these things, it's very confusing. It's extremely confusing. Just the facts are confusing. The sheet is confusing. Who's saying what is confusing? Right? And there's no real Shulchan Aruch on this either. You just get like these random, brought down in random places. Right? The Rambam mentions this. I mean, it's like even in the Rambam, it's hard to find any case. It's hard to find these things. Right, let's see if we can do something. Let's see how we do here. Okay? So now the Gemara is like this. So the Gemara is assuming now that the kli zechuchis is like a kli cheres and it shouldn't be matame. I mean, there shouldn't be any tar on the mikvah. Aye, but we say it's chotzitzin bekelim by zechuchis. So you see, if there's a chatzitza, that means to say there is tara b'mikvah. So the Gemara says no. Hochab mayaskinan kigon shen nikvu v'hitif l'sochan aver.
Oh.
Yeah.
The hitif. How
yeah.
did you translate?
You dripped it.
Dripped it, right? Okay.
Right. So you, so what's the case? You made a hole in the glass, you made a hole in the bottom of the glass, and then you melted lead in there, and it took the, filled up the hole. Right? Isn't that what it means? Hitif? Tif.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Rabbi Meir who says, Hakol holy chachar ha-maimed. Everything goes by the maimed. That was just a philosophy. Everything goes by the maimed.
And he's calling the aver the maimed?
Yeah, so what does that mean? So what does it mean, the maimed? So the problem is that, and the Rabbanan argue with him, right? The Tanya, Kli zechuchas shenikvu v'hitav tzochan aver, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir Matame v'chom Matarin. So what does that mean? That means to say that it's a machlokas from Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim if you go Basar Maimed. The only thing is, that's like the one thing that's sort of clear, is that the Rabbanan are the ones who hold you go Basar Maimed. So how could you say now that this case of the lead filling the hole of the glass, the Rabbanan should say it's Tahar because they don't go Basar Maimed, but that's the whole sheet of the Rabbanan, that they go Basar Maimed.
He also goes
about some Rameh.
Yeah.
We don't know what Rameh holds in those other cases. But the Mustafa, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So the problem is there's two types of Basar Maimon. That's the problem.
They're calling
different
this,
things with the same words.
Yeah.
Right? Which is always frustrating, yeah.
This is the question I had. Would Rebbe Meir agree with Chacham on all the other
it
cases?
Would seem so. It would seem he's part of those Chachamim. I mean, he's not Rebbe Nechemiah. Doesn't seem like it, but that's also confusing. I mean, why not? I mean, it's also confusing. Does he agree with Rabbi Nechemiah, or does he agree with those Rabbanan? Right?
Maybe he was part of this.
What's that?
Maybe he was part of this.
Maybe, but which side would you say he comes out?
What would he say in the latter case?
Exactly. Exactly what bothers me. So let's take a look at the latter. Let's take a look at the Gemara over there on Nun Tes on Beis quickly here. So the case is like this. Okay, so the Gemara is bothered by the question of wearing a ring on Shabbos. What's the Isser of... the Gemara says that... the Mishnah says that a woman can't wear a ring that has no chosim on it, has no seal on it, right? But she's not chayav achatas for it. Okay, so you know the basic halacha by Bamei Isha Yotza? Is that we're talking about things that are not considered carrying... But why? So why can't they? Why can't women go out with a ring if it's not considered carrying? Because we're worried she's going to show it to her friend. We're worried she's going to take it off and show it to her friend, and then carry while she's showing it off. Okay. So the Mishnah is saying a ring that has no seal on it would not be an iser of carrying as long as she's wearing it.
She's nothing to show off.
No. While she's wearing it, it's not considered carrying. She can't wear it because we're worried she's going to take it off and show off. Okay. But as long as it has no seal, it's not considered carrying. Okay? Huh?
Like any other ring.
Like a regular ring. So the Gemara says, the implication is that if it does have a chosam, then it will be a chi of chattas for a woman to wear a ring with a signet on it. Right? That's not considered a taksha for a woman. Okay? So that's the Gemara's question. Yesh alah chosam chayeves alma lav takshatu. So in other words, that's the Gemara's assumption. The woman wears a plain ring, and a man wears a ring with a chosam. Right? But for a woman to wear a ring with a chosam, the Gemara is saying, it seems from the Mishnah, that that's not her takshit. That's not how a woman adorns herself. A woman adorns herself with beauty, and a man adorns himself with power. Right? So for a woman to wear something that expresses power, that's not takshit. Right? So, so the Gemara says, but the Mishnah says that a tachshit of a woman is a ring, whether it has a chosam or doesn't have a chosam, right? So it's a steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying only a ring with no signet is a tachshit for a woman. And the Mishnah in Kehilim is saying a ring is a tachshit for a woman, whether it has a stamp or doesn't have a stamp, right? So Rabbi Zeir says, that's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Ha Rabbi Nechemya, ha Rabbanon. Detanya, he shall mateches v'chosoma shel almog, temeya. He shall almog v'chosoma shel mateches tehora. Rabbi Nechemya mitame. Okay, so what's the case? In other words, if the ring is made out of metal and the stamp is made out of wood.
That's what almog is?
Yeah, it's a type of wood. Well, whatever, some type of wood thing. It apparently comes from the ocean. But it's not metal, let's say that. Okay, it's wood. Rashi calls it wood, no? Yeah. So the metal, the ring is metal, right? The band, what we call the band, is metal. But the stamp is wood. So then what's the din? Tomei, no? I always get confused. Now, if the ring is wood and the stamp is metal, then it's tahora. That's what the Rabbanan say. Right? It means roif. It means it's okay, good. No. Yeah, what does it mean, tamei and tahor? So Rashi explains. This is Rabbi Nechemya. That what? De Omar Iker Tabaas Adaita de Chosem Hu Chayeves Hu de Chosem Hu Chayeves Chatas De Chosem Leisha Lav Tachshahu De Ein Derech Leisha Lachsom Vleshloch Shluchim Shein Chosem Oso El Adam Godol Mamuna. In other words, so the Gemara says like this. Who says that if a woman wears a ring with a chosom, right, she'll be chayav chatas? Who says that? Rabbi Nechemya, no? Am I got it right or wrong? Rabbi Nechemya, right? Because what's Rabbi Nechemya's shita? That the main part of the ring is the stamp. If you have a ring with a stamp on it, what's the main part of the ring? The stamp. That's the business end of the ring. Right? In other words, that's what I would say. I don't know. Right?
The ring doesn't exist except for the stamp.
Yeah, basically, the ring is just like a fancy way of carrying around that stamp. Right? So the ring is just like a holder for the stamp. So the ikar is the stamp. You want to put the stamp somewhere. So where do you put it? On the ring. You have it. Keep it handy, as they say. Right? You want to keep it handy. That's it. Right? So now, he said like this. If a woman is wearing a ring with a stamp, So basically, she's carrying around the stamp. It's not nice for a woman to carry around the stamp, so that's not a taksha for her. So if a woman wears a ring with a stamp on it, she's basically carrying on Shabbos. Because that's not what a woman adorns herself with. A woman adorns herself with things of beauty, not things of power. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah would be Rabbi Nechemiah, correct? But the Rabbanon say what? The Rabbanon say the Iker is the ring itself. The Iker is the ring. Vadaita de tabas nafkabe. The tabas vada tachshu. So it's a funny question, right? In other words, is it a stamp with a way of carrying it? Or is it a fancy ring? Right? Is it a stamp with a handle, right? With a decorative handle. But basically it's a stamp. Or is it really a ring with some use to it? Right, similar question like they have by like a fancy watch. Right, that's what the Achronim bothered with, like a fancy watch. Is it, since it's functional, does that mean it's not a tachshit? You know. Okay, so the Gemara is saying like this, an interesting thing, that what? That this same question of, the question of carrying or not carrying is really totally on what question? What's the ikar of the ring stamp combo? Right? Is the ikar the stamp or is the ikar the ring? Correct? And that's also going to have a nafkamina in Tumah and Tahara. Right? That since Rebbe, since the Chachamim say the ikar is the ring, so now what's going to happen? If the ring is metal and the stamp is wood, it'll be Tumah. Why? Because the ikar is the ring. And that's called pshute kli matchos. What's pshute kli matchos? That's the halacha. By metal, even something that doesn't have a receptacle is tameh, is considered a kli. Right? We discussed this once. In other words, different materials have different requirements to be considered a kli for tumah. So one of the so metal basically doesn't have any requirements, except it has to have a shame. That's basically the only requirement. So the fact that you can't hold something in the ring is not a chisaron. It's considered even though it's round, it's called pshute. Pshute means flat, meaning say it doesn't have any cup to it.
What do you mean shame for
metal? Like if you just had a piece of metal, it'd have to be like a fork or something that has an identity. Okay, but if the ring itself was wood and the chosem was metal, then it would be tar. Why? Because you go by the ring. And a wooden, something that's wood that does not have a base kibbul, doesn't have a receptacle, is not tame. Wood is basically only considered a kli in terms of holding something, insofar as it contains something. Okay. So that's the same machlokas, right? The same machlokas. So what's the machlokas? So if I were to ask you what's the machlokas, you would say it has nothing to do with ma'amid, right? I wouldn't say it has anything to do with ma'amid. Say it has nothing to do with ma'amid. It's just a typical question. You got a ring and a signet. What's the ikar? Right? I mean, Rashi certainly doesn't sound like he has anything to do with ma'amid over here. Adaita de tapas nafkabe. Well, what does a person think when he's putting on a ring with a signet? Are they thinking it's essentially a ring, or they're thinking it's essentially a signet, right? It's nothing to do with ma'amid. Correct? But for some reason, the Gemara like switches it into the whole question of ma'amid, right? It was up till now, nobody's breathed the word of ma'amid. Rashi hasn't said a word about ma'amid. Just a question of what's the ikar. It's two things. It's a ring, it's a ring and it's a chosim. But now the Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemiah, and why does Rabbi Nechemiah say this? It sounds like the Gemara is trying to explain. Why is Rabbi Nechemya say that the signet is the main thing, right? Because he was wont to say that by a ring you go by the chosim, and by the yoke you go by the pins, right?
That's the simlona.
Well, what does Rashi call them? Yeah, and by the and by the stick, what do you call it? In the kolav. It's like a coat rack, right? You go by the hooks. And by the ladder, you go by the rungs. And by the scale, you go by the...
Oh, kolav is a hanger, yeah.
A hanger?
It's in modern Hebrew, it's like a cloak right. Hanger.
And by the right, and by the scale, you go by the what does he call those things? The cups, let's call them. Right. In other words, in every kli, you look at where the action is. Right. You look at where the action is. So where's the action with the signet ring and the stamping? Where's the action with the yoke? I guess when he pins it in, turns those pins to. That's the functional. That's the part that he fastens it in. And the hanger, you on the hook, and the ladder on the rungs, and the scale on the chains in the cups, whatever it is, right? So he sounds like he goes by the functional element of it, right? So that means to say what? What does it mean? What does it mean? It means to say like this. If I have a ladder, ladder is the easiest just for the mind for us to grasp. I mean, I guess the hook is also pretty good. If you have a ladder and its rungs are, let's say, made out of wood, but its sides are made out of metal. So what would Rabbi Nechemya say? Would you say it's makabel? Would you say it's makabel tumah or not makabel tumah?
Not.
He would say it's not. Why? Because he would say, since the rungs are wood, and that's where you go up and down on, so it's basically a what? A wooden ladder. It's a wooden ladder. Right? And if I had a metal pole with wooden hooks on it, and I hang my hat on the wooden hooks, he would say that's a wooden coat rack. And if I had scales, if I had, right, you get the point. But the Rabbanim would say what? Hakol holi chachar maimed. Hakol holi chachar maimed. So they would say, let's take the ladder case. So if I had the metal runners and the wooden rungs, the Rabbanim would say that's a metal ladder. Why?
Because it's holding it up.
Because it's holding up what? The part that functions? It's holding up the part that functions. How are you climbing up those rungs? How are you climbing up those rungs? Because the metal is holding it up. So therefore it's what? It's a metal ladder. So that's Tosa's question, right? How do you say over here that the Rabbanan go by the Basar Maimid? That the Rabbanan...
Reb Meir also does.
And yet, by the Reb Meir case, they don't go Basar Maimid. Because Reb Meir goes Basar Maimid, the Rabbanan don't.
Well, no, I thought... Like,
let's forget about Reb Meir for a minute.
Okay.
Now, if you have the glass kli with a hole in it and a metal plug, right? So Reb Meir says, why is it Tame? Because you go Basar Maimid. And the Rabbanan say it's tar. So we have to say they don't go Basar Maimed. But yet, the Rabbanan say, Hakol Holi Chachar Maimed. So if they hold Hakol Holi Chachar Maimed, and Rabbi Meir says, I say the Kli is Tameh because the metal is a Maimed, so the Rabbanan say, oh, me too. We also say that. We were first. We always said Maimed.
They're calling different things the Maimed.
Okay, so that's what Tosa is saying. Saying, cause... He says it would perk by Meisha the Ksani Shoya Rabbi Nechemya Omer Betabas Holochachar Chosoma Beol Holochachar Salmonov. Okay. V'chachol ma'amakol l'chachara ma'imid lo ma'isi hocha. Why doesn't the Gemara bring it down over here? The hocha kari ma'imid ze ma'asha nosnin l'socham v'hosam kari ma'imid dover shem ma'imid kli atzmo. Right? Keep going. Amudei sulam shemechabrim es ha'shalivos. He says, no, over there when it says ma'imid, what does it mean? It means that which is holding it together. Right? That which is holding the kli together. Right? Dover ha'maimid kli atzmo. What's holding the kli itself together? That's when the Rabbanan say, ha'kol ho'lichachar ha'maimid. But over here, you can't say that that little piece of metal is holding the kli together. That's not true. The kli is fine. The kli is not being held together with that little piece, with the piece
not,
of metal.
But the kli is not a usable kli.
Oh, so this one. Is that the that that metal plug is maimid the contents of the kli. In other words, what does it mean? Hakol holy chachara maimid. Does it mean over here? It means hakol holy chachar that which is maimid the contents of the kli. It's maimid zem masha nostein lesocham. What holds the liquid in the cup? The metal bottom is what is maimed the liquid in the cup. What holds the cup together? That's a different question. So whenever the question is what holds the thing together, that's the question on Samach. Then the Rabbanan say, we go basar maimed. When you have something functional, when you have a functional element, like the rungs, but you have a structural element like the sides. So what do you call that kind of a kli? So that's the Rabbanan say, you go basar maimed. Oh, and by the way, Rashi then flips everything back and he says that the ring is also, that's exactly why the Rabbanan say that the ring part is the ikar. Because the ring is maimed the chosen. Right? Even though he didn't sound like, even though in the beginning he wasn't really... He wasn't expressing it that way. But when he gets to the answer of Maimud, he says, he goes back and he says everything goes that way too. Right. He says, Guf HaTabas Maimud HaChosem. The ring is holding up the signet. Right. And the Kolev is holding up the Masmorav. Masmorosa, I'm sorry. The hanger is holding up the nail. And the sulam is holding up the rungs. Right? Sharebem kavuim. They're stuck in them. Yeah.
So is the glass holding up the metal?
I mean, yeah, what do you say? So let's at least just get one thing straight. That what? So in other words, does this case of the glass have anything to do with Maimed? With the Maimed on Samach? I mean,
what would the Chachamim say about this case? They say that
the Chachamim say it's tar.
And so seemingly their same reasoning would apply, no?
So then are you going to have to say that Rav Meir is basically Rav Nefemia?
No.
You say that they have different definitions.
All right, let's see what we can get straight here. So then let's take the Rabbanan. So what is the Rabbanan Shita? Our Rabbanan. All the Rabbanans. What's the Rabbanan here and the Rabbanan Sama? They say what? That if you want to know what kind of a kli you have, I mean, that's the question, right? What kind of a ladder do I have? What kind of a scale do I have? Do I have a wooden scale? Do I have a metal scale? Well, let's see. The weighing cups are metal. But what's holding the whole thing together? A wooden stick. So what would the Rabbanan say?
It's a wooden scale.
Yeah, so what's that, Svara? It's a wooden scale. You see, let me just ask your opinion on this. Let's say I had... And if it was A wooden scale, hold on. And let's say the other way. And if I have a ladder with wooden rungs and metal sides, I'd say it's a metal ladder, right? Yep. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I have wooden ladder, okay, and I have metal nails holding the rungs into the sides. Is that one of these cases, or is that like a different story already? Huh?
What is that?
I have wooden rungs, wooden side poles, but instead of having them dug in, right, like in the metal case, I have metal nails, and I nail through to hold up the, in other words, what's holding the wooden rung to the wooden side? A metal nail. Would the rabbi say?
You call that a mimed?
Yeah, that's my question.
No.
Or let's say I have a wooden barrel with a metal strip around it holding it together.
Would you call that what Tosfos calls the tochan?
Like a barrel. You ever see a barrel? So you got those metal things around it.
Yeah.
The whole thing is wood, right? But what is basically holding the wood together? A metal strip. Or let's say metal staples. I mean, the Achronim can, you know, equate all of these cases. They say if you go bust a maimed, then any metal holding anything together, that's it, maimed. Doesn't seem like it to me, though. Seems like a little overboard. Is the metal, I know we're jumping from topic to topic here, but is the metal on the bottom of this glass cup like a rung of the ladder? If a guy would say, Could Rav Nechemia have said over there that the wooden, if the rung is metal and the sides are wooden, the ladder is metal? Why? Because it goes by the maimed. Because the guy's standing on that thing. I mean, if he would have been able to, could he have used that term? Is it the same thing as Rav Meir? I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear how you can differentiate between the metal plug and the metal rung. I'm very curious.
I have it.
Liquid. I mean, doesn't it seem a little unfair that the whole thing is glass? Basically, isn't that doing, like, sounds like it's doing 90% of the work. And then you got this little plug of metal, and that's the hero of the day. All of a sudden, oh, now it's a metal cup. Metal cup.
Well, you're saying that, meaning...
You're learning Dafka because it was broken. That's what you're learning.
Yeah.
You're learning
that,
like the 10th guy.
I don't know if it's...
It does sound like he's... I mean, it is true. Rashi's emphasis does sound like that the whole removed the Torah's kli, right?
Yeah.
And then the metal is making it kli,
yeah.
Right? So that's like... that's what is the final...
Is it making it or did it bring it back?
That's an interesting question. Why do you say bring it back?
Because if it's bringing it back, then it's a glass kli that happened to have been repaired by lead. But if it's making it, then it's a glass metal mix.
Ah, but the metal becomes the ikar, though, right?
Or the metal, whatever. It's a metal.
But he's saying it's metal. He's saying it's choshev leke kli matras. Dekol kabolos tumoso mishum aver hamamido. He's saying everything comes because of that lead that is holding up the... That's right. He says the whole is metayer et mitoras klicheres, because the shvira is metayer, so now it's gone, and now the lead is making it a kli. So listen to this. Who would you say this is? Mishnah. Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches and Kalim. Eitz HaMeshameshes HaMateches Tamei. VaHaMateches HaMeshameshes Es HaEitz Tahora. Okay, so if the wood is serving the metal, then it's Tamei. And if the metal is serving the wood, it's Tahora. Okay, Ketzad. Potachas Shel Eitz. I have a wooden
opener.
What do you call it? Key, right? I have a wooden key, right?
So here's my key.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Got the wooden key.
I would question what the gear says, but basically the pin is metal.
This is wood. But the pin is metal. Okay.
The stick is wood and the pin is metal. So that is Tommy. But if the stick is metal and the pin is wood, that's Tahora. Right? So it sounds like Rabbi Nechemya, no? He's saying, where's the action? The action is on the pin. Correct? Okay. Taba'as shel mateches. The ring is metal. V'chosem shelo shel almog. So what should that be? Tamea. It should be Torah, you're right. Absolutely right. Taba'as shel almog. V'chosem shelo shel mateches. Torah. I just cannot understand how these two cases are analogous. Right? Blue is wood. Black is...
metal?
Metal.
What's this case?
So, it's telling you a general rule. Whenever the wood is serving the metal, it's tamei. Whenever the metal is serving the wood, it's tahor. It gives you two opposite cases. I just don't understand the Mishnah. First case is the stick is wood, the pin and the key is metal, so that's obviously the wood is serving the pin. And then it says, it's going to be tamei. But it says, but if the ring is metal and the chosim is wood, then it's tamei. Then it's tamei. And the opposite is true. If the ring is metal, right, and the signet is wood. Then it's tummy, right?
So what's serving what? I mean, he's learning over here that what?
That the signet is serving the metal? The signet is serving the ring? I guess that's what you have to say. But that's not... But this is the sheet of the Rabbanim. They say everything goes by the Maimon. You have in the same Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbanim in one, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbanim combined, right? Because our Mishnah says, our Gemara says that who holds if the ring is metal and the chosam is wood, that it's tamei. That's the Rabbanan Hakol Holi Chachar Maimed. Right, but the Mishnah says it doesn't go by the Maimed. The Mishnah says it goes by the action. If the eitz is mishamish the mateches, it's tamei. The mateches is mishamish the eitz is tahora. That sounds like Rabbi Nechemya. And the first case sounds like Rabbi Nechemya. The second case is just crazy.
Say anything
with them? No, not a word. So the Rush says in the Pirush Rush, he says, Echanami, the ring is the Iker and the Chosem is a Meshamesh. And then he says, V'Rebbe Nechemya Polig B'Perek B'Me Behema V'Omar B'Tabas Holoch Achar Chosama. So I would say like this. If it wasn't for Rashi, I would say simply that this machlokus on Nun Tes Amud Beis, whether the ring or the signet is the ikur, has nothing to do with Maimed. That has nothing to do with Maimed. You don't call a ring and a chosam a Maimed case. It's like a combo. It's like a combo kli. There's a certain element of ring. There's an element of chosam. You want to know what's the ikur, right? You want to know what is the ikur. That's the only question. It has a dual two elements to it. You want to know what's the ikker. So that's a machlokas, Reb Nechemya, and these Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with Maimed. All it's bringing in is that shows you that Reb Nechemya doesn't hold from Maimed. That's all it wants to show you. That all it wants to show you is, it really is just leading it into the next brisa, that Reb Nechemya holds that you go by the chosem over there. In other words, I want to say like this, that when you have a kli that has two things to it, that's not a question of ma'amin. That's a question of which is the ikar. So that's why this Mishnah in Yud Gimel is not like Rabbi Nechemya, it's not like the Rabbana, it's not an union of ma'amin. And you can have a machlokas. Which one you think is the ikar of the ring and the signet? Is the signet being mishamesh the ring? How would that be? Means to say it's making it a fancier ring. Or is the ring being mishamesh the signet? That could go either way. That has nothing to do with with ma'amin, right? Ma'amin is only when you have one kli that's composed of. That has elements to it. It has the functional element, like the rungs, and then it has what is giving it the overall structure, which is the sides. That's a question of ma'amin, right? That's a question of ma'amin. But you don't have a question of ma'amin when we have one kli that has two functions. That's not a question of ma'amin at all. So what's our case with the cup and the glass and the lead? See, that seems to be that's not a ma'amid question at all. Because you can't say that there's one structure of... You can't say it's one structure that... You can't say that the metal or the glass relate to each other in terms of the chibur ha'kli. Right?
Yeah.
It's not like ladders and the... It's not like a ladder, that there's one entity of the ladder... And it's composed of a structural and a functional element. Right? You need all of it. Yeah, both parts are functioning by this glass case. What I'm trying to say is that the question of going basar maimed is not going to answer every case for you. It's not going to answer every question for you. That's only one type of a question. Question is, I want to know, is it a metal ladder or a wooden ladder? So it's one cheftza that has an element of its function that has part of its structure is function, part of it is structure. So the Rabbanan say you go by what gives it its overall structure. But by the glass with the hole in it, that's not a question of... It's not a question of a chibur of the kli at all. Now you just have two. Now you have two things functioning together. I mean, the sides are also containing the. If you only had a flat bottom, you wouldn't be able to hold anything either. You fix it. I mean, it is mistaver that over here it's because you fix it. It's mistaver that way, like Rashi does seem to say.
That's so then, what the Rabbanan would say.
That's what Reb Meir. Reb Meir is saying Hakol Holech Achar Ma'amid, because with the hole it was useless. It was a glass kli. We all agree that. But then it lost its shame kli. But what reinstated it?
The metal.
In other words, what gave it its function? The metal. But what? Let's see. Can we play games with that though? So let's say I had a wooden ladder, and like Chaim's saying, and then I had a wooden ladder, and then the rungs broke, and I repaired them with metal. Right. I mean, the story that Gil is trying to do, I think it's a good approach. I have to think about it a little more though. Now, he'll say like this. That if, what's the Rabbanan's real svar? They hold like this. They hold you've got to look at the tsuras hakli, right? So you have a ladder, so the rungs is true, that's where you walk. But what is the chibur of the whole kli? What is really giving it its whole tsura? The sides are what fixed the rungs in place. The structure of the structure is really dictated by the sides. That's what gives it its tsura. So you want to know what's the shame of the material of the kli. What's the material of the kli? That which gives it its form. That's what gives it its essential form. chibur is what brings it together. It's essential form. But you have an interesting question like this. Let's say I had a glass kli. So I say the glass is what gives it its form, right? But then it gets a hole in it, right? So now it's lost its form, because form doesn't just mean shape. Form means its identity of kli, right? So now it says, dafka, a tikkun of something is different, because now I'll look at the tikkun as really something...
The recreation?
Yeah. The tikkun itself is now what's giving it its whole form, because the tikkun is what's bringing back all of the function. So that's really the one piece of substance that in this new construction is really responsible for all of its for the function. So it comes out a funny thing that mitchilas briyaso is different than a tikkun. Mitchilas briyaso, you have to look at the way it was designed, and you'll say in the design and in the normal construction, where did it get its form? So that would have to be the metal, the sides. But a broken kli is different. A broken kli that's repaired, that is a different... Then you'll say that the whole thing was lost and the whole thing was brought back by this plug. Therefore, I can call the plug itself that which is really the... that which is really giving it all of its tzura. So in dafka, the breaking and the tikkun, I can sort of like shift now the whole thing down to this one spot. If it's not a breaking and a tikkun, then you got to look at the overall structure. But a breaking and a fixing, you sort of condense it down to that one spot. So they're both within the Rabbanan side, but the real Rabbanan hold, it always goes by the overall tzura. Where a mayor holds, that's nice when you're making it lechatchila. But there's another idea of the breaking and the fixing, that it's like a new identity. Now the whole thing is now the whole tzur can be said to come from the tikkun. But like I said, there's very little information on it. The Rishonim are very reticent on this topic. It's just the question of the barrels. I think if you had a barrel, a wooden barrel with the metal rings around it, so I would say the rings are really defining the tzura. Because it is a cheftza that's really defining tzura. But if I just have metal, if I have a wooden barrel and I nail it in with nails, the nails are just like a glue. They're not really an entity that gives it any structure. The structure is completely from the way you laid the wood out. I don't see how a glue... I think it's different to say maimed is not glue. Maimed means a structural cheft component of it, the part that, like the someone said before, like the skeleton of it. You don't call the nails the skeleton of something.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get it from, but it's very prevalent in the literature. I mean, we'll have to see. Maybe on Friday we'll do some questions.
The metal strip isn't just a glorified set of nails?
No, it's not. It's actually a cheftza of structure. It dictates how the wood will be. It itself dictates how the wood will be. So back to the question we had. If you had a wooden boat nailed together, I would say it's not a... We have to go back to what Adam said. It is a wooden boat. I mean, you ever see they get really wild, like on Sukkos, that we hold, that some hold they shouldn't be maimed the schach with metal. So some want to say, well, what if the walls of the sukkah are held together by nails? So then the whole walls are like the maimed is the nails. Then you can't put the schach on top of the wood because the wood is being held together by the nails. The maimed shall makalum tuma. Go. I think everyone agrees that one is too far. But it's not beyond discussion.